Then she heard that her uncle was in one of the villages there. There was a big government building. The next morning she got up and went to that building to see if she could get a visa to go to this town to her uncle. A village, not a town. It was an Arab village, Arabic village. She went to that building and it was so quiet, she says. But she opened the door a little bit and stuck her head in, and there was a man. She says he was a big, had come from Constantinople. And he was kind of looking to see what was going on. You see, the Turks don't have that much intelligence to deport the people from their homes, take their homes and deport them. The Germans were the instigators. They were allies. They stood back, but they told the Turk what to do. So this man had, the top man didn't know what was going on, because we were pretty good with the Turks in our town. We were very friendly. We had no problems with them. They always came from outside and did things. Anyways, this man saw my mother stick her and says, come on, daughter, come on in. Don't be afraid, come on in. So mother just went in there and she, you know, whatever it is, they sell almond and this and that in Turkish, because she knew beautiful Turkish. So she went in there and he says, what do you want? She says, well, I have an uncle in Sefira. That was the name of the little village. And I have two daughters and no husband, because my father had died. A day before we got to this one spot, father had been there, and he died. But the people that were with him, they didn't tell us. They saw us. We went and visited them, but they didn't tell us that father was dead and buried right there. So about a year later, this woman comes and tells us. So she said, I have two daughters and no husband, and I want to go to this Sefira. And so I want to get a visa to go there. So he said, right away, get her a visa. So they wrote it to her, and she, what is it they call it, bowed to him and everything. She knew what to do. So she took this paper and she was running. She was so happy, because we were going to go. Then all of a sudden she heard somebody calling, lady, lady, come back, come back. And she was so frightened, she thought that he was going to take the visa back. So she says, you know, he forgot to sign it. Without his signature, you can't go anywhere. So she went back, yeah. She went to back and he signed it. So she took it and came back. And we found somebody, a man with the donkey, and we took our things and we went to this little town. Because the missionaries had sent some money for us to Aleppo. And the money was waiting for mother over there. So she thought if we could get into that village, then she could walk to Aleppo and get this money. So she went. She left us with our uncle and left over there. And these Arabic girls, one was Khillam and the other was Khatuch, the names of the two girls. And then they had a little brother, Ali. So they got friendly with us and they came to our house, but we didn't dare go over there. We were afraid. But one day they said, come on over, there's nothing, don't be afraid. But the minute we got off from the wall to their side, here were great big Arab boys coming towards us. Boy, my sister took me and threw me over the wall. She came after me. So we'd never go there again.